coming.
You'll have to forgive me, Crystal. When I heard you docked with my ship, I felt it prudent to do a little in-person checkup.
Understandable.
Yes, I'm glad you agree. You see, my dear, I'm not particularly sure of the reason why you're here.
I didn't really announce that I was coming to anyone.
Not even to your boyfriend? The great Fox McCloud, the hero of the Lylat system?
He has no idea where I am, Wolf.
Really?
I just slipped away.
Yes, well, I can say for certain that I don't know what you're doing here. That means I have no other alternative but to make a guess.
It's your ship.
Yes, it is my ship. And you're on it. All alone, away from that lover of yours who kept you safe from the likes of Andros. And me. Trouble in paradise, my dear.
Something like that.
Oh, it must be pretty bad for you to risk coming to me. In a blink, I could wrap you up in a tight little package and mail you off to Andros himself. You're not going to just fly out of here, little fox.
I don't want to fly out.
Oh.
I mean, I liked him at first. Fox can be surprisingly gentle and compassionate. He's a really good lovemaker. But sometimes, it's not love and compassion that I want. Sometimes, I want a little danger.
Danger?
And not to mention, he won't stop talking about Daddy all the time. He babbles on about that for literally hours sometimes. I just had enough of it, and that one time you flirted with me when we were fighting.
Oh, I remember. You had a pretty picture. Panther Caruso was particularly interested in you, as I recall.
Ugh.
But I'm starting to get the message. You don't want Panther. You want Wolf.
Yes, it was that look you gave me. That nasty look. You're not really a nice person like Fox.
That's right. I'm not very nice at all. As a matter of fact, I'm more interested in bending you over and sinking myself into that tight rear of yours. Is that what you want? I'm not that daddy's boy you were sleeping with back on the Great Fox. I'm the monster who just wants to ravage your body.
I want that.
You know, if we do this, I'm just going to rub his snout in it.
I don't care.
Take off your clothes and get on the bed.
Anything you say, Wolf.
Oh, yes. Anything I say.
Is the big bad wolf going to fuck me in the ass?
You bet he is. Oh, this is heaven.
Fuck. Ugh. all like that. Oh, yes, harder.
Stop tugging. You're not getting out of this without your own little bit of fun. You're not getting off my knot until you get off to it.
Oh, God, Wolf, touch me. Yes.
I think I'll stay in just a bit longer. Welcome to Star Wolf, you naughty little vixen.